Hello, good morning or good day. Welcome to Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel. Welcome to TPGF, Turning Point Global Family Daily Devotional Prayer and Prophetic Altar. Wake up to this altar as well as your own family or personal altar. First thing as you wake up daily to have a quiet time with God. God sees it as an act of ingratitude when we put other things ahead of Him daily. After listening and praying, then rebroadcast to your contact. Let what is blessing you also bless them. Welcome to Monday, the first day in the new month. First day in a new month is not an ordinary day. Let's start today on a note of thanksgiving to God Almighty. Sing this simple chorus with me where you are there, if you know it. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for everything you have done. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for everything you have done. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Jehovah Almighty. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Jehovah Almighty. We are saying thank you, Jesus. Thank you, our Lord. We are saying thank you, Jesus. Thank you, our Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, our Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, our Lord. Yes. Yes. Because you are thankful, may God fill your mouth with laughter this new month. Because you are appreciative of His goodness and mercy on you, you will not know depreciation in life. Say amen. After this ministration, you can sing more songs of thanksgiving, even hymns, to God your Maker. Welcome to the sixth month in the year. In Luke chapter 1, verses 26 and 27, it reads, "And in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God unto the city of Galilee, named Nazareth, to a virgin whose name was Mary." And in Nehemiah chapter 6, verse 15, "So the walls were finished in the fifth day in the sixth month, called Mount Elul." Now, open your hand. Let me connect to these powerful revelations in praying for us today. Be saying amen and receive it. This is your season of divine remembrance. Receive the angelic visitation this month like Mary did. After hearing, pray at this divine announcement as angel Gabriel announced Jesus' conception to Mary in the sixth month. This is your month of divine announcement also. Pull your right ear gently. You will receive good news from far and near this month. In Nehemiah chapter 6 verse 15, "The walls were finished in the sixth month and brought to completion." Lift your ear. Open your hand. I prophesy. This is your month of completion. Your month of divine accomplishment, victory over opposition, and month of finishing grace. Say amen. Yes. Expect exceptional breakthroughs, open doors, and inflows of financial resources this month. Say amen. I receive it. June 1 celebrant. Open your hand for your birthday prayers. Be blessed. Your birthday is blessed. Your new age is blessed also. You shall live a happy, healthy, flourishing and fulfilling life all through your life in Jesus' name. Happy birthday. Listeners, welcome to a 21-day journey of insightful teachings, counseling and mentoring, using life's issues, situations, and questions that listeners are sending in. Send yours if you have any, and resend the ones you sent before that time did not allow us to treat them. We have 21 days to go. Be applying these timeless truths to your life and situations. You will see terrific changes and transformation. First one today. "Good morning, Daddy. Sorry to bother you, sir. because I am in pains right now. What do I do? My pastor asked my daughter to come and take my granddaughter, who has been living with me for over 4 years. His reason is because of the environment, meaning I am a bad mother. But I am the one that introduced my daughter to him, and we are living in one of the best estates in Lagos. Daddy, I need your advice, because my family that I have labored to build for so many years is about to fall apart. More grace. Wow. To start with, you are not bothering me at all. All listeners, your questions do not bother me. I enjoy reading them and sharing and counseling. I can feel the pain of a grandmother that has become so bonded with her granddaughter for over 4 years. Grandparents are more bonded to their grandchildren, even more than their own children that gave birth to their grandchildren. It's natural. The truth is that time has changed, man. Today's understanding is that it is better for children to grow up with their natural parent so as to imbibe their values rather than a third party, including their grandparents, who naturally will pamper and spoil those grandchildren. I am not saying that is necessarily true, but that is the perception or beliefs these days. No, your family is not falling apart. I do not know the background story of how and why the little girl was given to you initially. Your granddaughter and your daughter and granddaughter are still yours forever. Most of us do not even have the luxury of our grandchildren living with us. They only come for a short visit and they are back to their parents and to their schools. Like I said, you have become so bonded with your little pet, your little daughter. Let go. Please let go. She is still your precious granddaughter. Listeners, please share your thought on this with our TPGF members to console mommy. Or if you have a different view from mine, let's have it through the number +234 809 789 4000. Tell you, we are in for a serious learning and sharing time these 3 weeks. Please rebroadcast it to all on your contact for their own learning and blessing as well. Don't forget our practice of sowing a love seed gift to someone that God may lay in your heart the first day in the new month, no matter how small, no matter how big. That is if you can. If you cannot, it is not a sin. Again, month has ended. If you are a monthly tither, to go through this commission, personal and corporate tithing, do so as soon as you can. Then your battle, thanksgiving, partnership commitment seed, and the seed of 666 this 6 months of the year. We call it the seed of dominion, because on the sixth day in creation, God created man and gave him dominion. Please call it the seed of dominion. Many have even started sowing their own even before we got into June. 66,000 naira, 666 naira, 66 kobo, 6,666 naira, 66 kobo, 5,000, 4,000, 3,000, 2,000, 1,666 naira, 66 kobo, even 606 naira, 66 kobo. If that is what you can sow, do according to God's blessings over your life and according to your love and sacrificial grace to God. We are not all at the same level financially. Everyone should do as you have the capacity and grace to do, without feeling offended at all. All in diaspora should do accordingly in their capacity. Use the HSBC account in UK and the PayPal account in other parts of the world. I pray for every tither and seed sowing with the same intensity, no matter the amount you are sowing. This monthly seed is different from our tithes, battle, thanksgiving, and partnership commitment seed. It is different. Calls for seed sowing on this platform is voluntary. We explain it. We don't force it at all. It is according to each person's capacity. My desire and prayers every day is for all TPGF members and listeners in your wherever you are that God will so bless you, so enlarge you, that you become a kingdom financier without struggle, without stress. And by God's grace, you will soon be tithing and sowing in millions and multi-millions without struggle, without stress. Say amen, I receive it. Tie your seed to some specific needs of life. Testimonies will follow. Have a wonderful day, a glorious week, and a sign and wonders month. This is the month that the Lord will put laughter on you, decorate you with beauty, give you strength, open doors for you everywhere. You will hear good news. God has called me to be a blessing to you. Heaven will not rest until you are truly blessed and fulfilled. I'm Femi Emmanuel. TPGF, answer me from where you are. Truly blessed. Have a great day, wonderful week, powerful month, and a glorious year. Amen.